Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today's guest is English teacher Yasser from Iran. In this episode, we talk about why it's important to have an English-speaking partner, building an atmosphere around you to improve your English, advice about how to speak confidently, the best way for learning expressions, how to find people who are willing to practice their speaking skills, why you don't have to move to an English-speaking country to learn English. Also, Yasser shares some phrasal verbs with us. I had an amazing time talking with Yasser. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure that you guys are gonna enjoy it as well. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today I'm so excited to have Yasser on the show. He's my first guest from Iran. Hello Yasser, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Hello, I'm okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to hear your story today, so let's get started. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, so my name is Yasser and I'm from Iran. I have studied English translation and I can say that I have been learning English since 2014, so it's been like 6 to 7 years, and I'm an English teacher and I'm proud of it.
Awesome. Okay, so how was your experience of learning English in Iran?
Okay, we have a hard situation living in Iran, but despite of all the issue that we have learning English, because I had some brilliant experienced teacher, I never had much problem learning English. So that was good for me. You know, we had a lot of problem, which I'm not going to bore you with that. But yes, it was pretty easy. That was cool.
I would like to ask you, in Iran, when you guys are studying at school, do you guys have just English or do you guys learn another language besides English?
We just have two languages. A native language is Persian, and we also learn Arabic, okay, and we also learn English. Although they teach English in our schools, neither English teachers nor students know how to speak English. Like, we go to school and we study English for 6 or 7 years, but if you ask a student at the last year of school, they cannot speak English. And about the Arabic that I said, because of our religion, Arabic is a big part of our religion. So it is, let's say, it's something that you have to learn at school. So we learn two languages, English and Arabic, and we speak Persian.
That's really interesting. So after you graduated from high school, you started to study English. How? You did like a traditional course or something like that, or you studied by yourself? How was your process of learning English?
As I said, I started learning English in 2014 when I was at the, let's say, at the last year of my high school. I was at the senior year, and I was crazy about English. I even wasn't thinking about going to a university. I just wanted to learn English. After a while that I studied English, I said, yeah, let's make it more fun. Let's go to university and study something more related to English. So, you know, most of my English teachers had studied English translation, okay? So I said, okay, that's cool. I can study English translation too. So I really didn't know what translation was. I just looked at my teachers and I said, okay, they studied translation. Okay, I'm gonna study translation too. So I went to university. Actually, before going to university, you need to take an exam. The name of the exam in Iran is Concours. Okay, that's the name of the exam, Concours. It's a university admission test that you need to take it before you go. And if you pass, okay, if you pass it, you can go to university. So I went to university. I studied English translation. I have a bachelor's degree, but I don't like translation. I'm more of an English teacher. I'm into teaching. Like, translation is a kind of boring to me, okay? With all due respect to all the translators, I just don't like translations. Kind of boring to me. Yeah, that was my journey.
During this whole period that you were at university studying translation, do they taught you English in that university?
Okay, most of the students who are accepted in that field are supposed to be fluent in learning English and speaking English. They are supposed to be fluent in speaking. But yes, the answer is yes. When we go to university, let's divide it into two parts. The first and the second year of university, you learn general English, and the third and the fourth year, the junior and senior, you learn how to translate. Okay, so it's not that most of my classmates, but not most of them, some of my classmates had never spoken English. They had never been to English classes. But when we went to university, we had some conversation classes, we had some grammar classes, and they taught us how to speak. So those courses helped us so much. And I never regret going to an university, because some people do.
Yeah, so basically your experience with the university helped you a lot to develop even more your English.
Exactly.
Awesome. So the next question is, what techniques, methods, and resources have you been using to learn?
Okay, so there are many techniques that a student can use, an English learner can use. I always recommend that if you want to get better, you need to have a teacher, first of all, because someone who moderates you, someone who observes you, can help you more than you. But okay, let's say I'm going to tell you some of the techniques that I use during my journey. I still use them. The journey is not finished, okay? I still use my these techniques. The first technique is, which I always recommend to my students, is finding an English speaking partner. Okay, so an English speaking partner can help you sometimes more than a teacher, because you feel more comfortable to be with them rather than to be with your teacher. Sometimes you talk about your feeling with your English speaking partner, but you never talk about your feeling to your teachers, do you? You never do it. So I tried to find some of English speaking partner. It was so hard, but I did it. Another technique that I used, which helped me a lot, was watching movies and TV series. You know, watching movies is like, if you are not learning English in an English speaking country, you need to build an atmosphere of English around yourself. And there is no better atmosphere than watching movies. So I dare to say that I have watched over 3,000 episodes of every kind of movie that you can imagine. Okay, except drama. I hate drama. So yes, another technique which helped my pronunciation and my accent was the shadowing accent, which I think you and most of the listeners are completely familiar with. The shadowing techniques is that you play a podcast, you play a video. It can be from YouTube, it can be from a movie, it can be from your favorite actor. Then you listen to it. After each sentence, after each segment, you pause the video, and then you repeat what they said, and you follow them like a shadow. Yes? So what does the shadow do? It follows you. So you follow your favorite actor. You can learn English through everything. You also can listen to music and learn English. You can watch movie and learn English. You can watch news and learn English. You can just do something. Just stop. Like most people say that, I don't live in an English speaking country, so I don't know what to do. Come on. So we are living right now. We live in 21st century. We have the internet. So we are connected to all over the world. There is no excuses.
I took some notes here about some things that you said that I think it's really interesting. The first one is partner. I wish that I could have found a partner for me to practice with, because for sure I would have someone else who would go to the same struggle and we could relate to each other and we could have real conversation. Because sometimes when you are having conversations in the classroom, it's like, at least in the experience that I had, it was like I was sounding like a book, because sometimes in the traditional way of learning things, it's not the same as people use the language in real life. So when you have partner, as you said, you can talk even deeper, you can talk about other subjects. I started learning English back in 2015, but I just started using the language in an active way in 2018, when I decided to join a platform online to have English conversation with native English speakers. But yes, I wish I knew that. Should have tried to find a partner. That's really a cool advice. The other thing that is said about the environment, this is so true. Sometimes it's kind of hard to be in the right environment to learn a new language. Here in Brazil, we don't have like people who are from an English speaking country, so it's kind of super hard to find someone to have a conversation in real life. But you said like movies, it's a way that you can immerse yourself and to be in contact with the language by exposing yourself, by listening and watching movies and TV series, which it's a really fun way of learning. The last one is about living in another country. This, I don't know, this is like a misconception. A lot of people think that they should move to an English speaking country in order to be able to speak a new language, but I have never traveled abroad, and I don't know about you, but here I am speaking in English. Let me ask, have you ever traveled to an English speaking country during your process of learning?
No, I haven't. It was my dream, but I have never.
Yeah. See, guys, so if you think that you need to go to an English speaking country, as Yasser said, we have the internet and so many tools that we can use to connect with people who live in any country in the world. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Do you have any advice for people who want to speak English confidently?
The first advice I would like to talk about, as an English learner, I always hated to make mistakes, like, and to be laughed at and when I was talking to my friend. What I would like to say is that when you make a mistake, don't feel shy. These mistakes, you can use these mistakes and turn them into a strength. So if you make a mistake, you learn that it's a mistake. So how do you know if they are a mistake? Because you know they are mistakes. So when you make any mistake, try to write them down, and when you write your mistakes down, you would never do it again. So making mistake is one of the fluency keys that you can use. Another one that I would like to talk about is that if you live in a non-English speaking country, there are going to be many people who will tell you that you have a bad accent, or you shouldn't do that, or this way is wrong. But I need to tell you that you need to do whatever you think is the best, okay? Just stop stopping. You need to move forward.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so about making mistakes, oh God, I avoid for so long to start speaking English. So as I said, it took me like 3 years for me to get to a point to know I need to speak in English with other people, because I'm just learning passively. I can understand, I can read, I can write, but I cannot speak. Why? Because I was so afraid to commit mistakes. I was so afraid about what people would think about my pronunciation. And also I struggled a little bit with perfection. So nowadays I'm aware that I don't have to be perfect in everything, and that's okay. But it took me like a long time to realize all of this. Another thing about judging. This is so common here in Brazil. I don't know why. This judgmental, is this a word in English?
One of these judgmental behavior,
especially in the classroom. And for example, in my journey with English at school, we're not gonna get into that, but it's so sad, the reality that people tend to be judgmental. And I think that this comes from a place of people envying you Not that they wanna make fun of you, but they wish that they could be like you, a person who really are dedicating your time to learn a foreign language, which it's already a big accomplishment. Just the fact that you are thinking about learning or you are trying to learn is something huge. I don't know about Iran, the reality of people who are able to communicate in English, but here in Brazil it's not too many people who can. So if you are just trying to learn English, be proud of you and don't wait for things to be perfect and don't be worried about what other people are gonna say about you trying to learn. The simple fact that you are learning, it's a huge accomplishment. Next question. Okay, I made this question because I saw on your Instagram page that you have a lot of content about teaching expressions, idioms, phrasal verbs, which I think it's really nice. Okay, so what do you think it's the best way to learn new expressions?
Okay, so that's a hard question to answer, but based on my knowledge, I can say that if you want to learn an expression, you need to learn it in context of a movie. Like if you don't have access to, as I said, if you don't have access to native people to talk with and to speak with them, so you need to watch movies. So learning expressions through books cannot be the best way, because when you study something in your book, you're gonna forget it. But if you learn something and you, let's say, mix your feeling with that expression, okay, so you can learn it to the very core of yourself. For example, if you learn an expression in a funny scene, you would never forget it, would you? There are many, many books full of phrasal verbs, full of, let's say, expressions, idiomatic expressions, but you don't use all of them when you don't learn all of them, but you just use those expressions that you heard them. So if you mix your hearing ability and your seeing ability and your ability to learn, it's going to be more effective than just reading in a textbook. So I think the best way is like movies.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. One thing that I would add, it's based on my experience, the way that I love to learn new expressions or phrasal verbs or idioms or all that kind of stuff. It's in a natural way. And the perfect example is, like you said, movies. And it's so fun. And also through songs. I love to learn new vocabulary and expressions, depending on the song, because there are some songs that the lyrics don't make any sense. So you need to be careful when it comes of learning through songs, because yes, sometimes can be confusing. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Okay, we talked a little bit about finding partners to improve our English. The next question is kind of connected. How to find people that are really willing to practice their speaking skills? And could you please talk about your free discussion project?
All right. So if I want to talk about my experience, I really was into finding English speaking partner when I first started learning English. I think it was 2016 or maybe 17 that I started finding English speaking partners. So at that time, I didn't have any speaking partner. And I remember that all of my teachers would recommend us to find an English speaking partner and to talk to them every day regularly. And I said, yeah, I would love to, but there is no one. So there was a teacher. I don't remember where he was from, but his page was English with Joe, if I'm not mistaken. He would sometimes, let's say, post something on Instagram that the caption was that if you want an English speaking partner, leave a comment below and explain where you are from, why do you want to learn English. And then people went through the comments and DM'd each other and found each other and talked to each other. And I remember that I found like 20 or 25 English speaking partners. Few of them I'm still in touch with. I have two English speaking partner from Brazil. One of them, his name is William. One of them is Wagner. They are from Brazil. I have friends from Italy. I have friends from Pakistan, India. I remember I made a WhatsApp group for ourselves, and we had a WhatsApp group. We talked to each other. We sometimes had a video call. So, and we sometimes had discussion. Like we would set a topic and we would set a time and we would start talking about many things. Maybe this time we want to talk about friends. This time we want to talk about family. And we talked regularly. You know, the key to everything is to be regular. I mean, you need to be disciplined. And about my online project, I used to do it, but these days I don't do it too much. I remember I had a face-to-face free discussion class in a cafe in my city. We would get together in a cafe and they had some drinks and something to eat. And then we struck up a conversation. Always we set a topic, okay? So we struck We would struck up a conversation and we talked about it and we had fun and we learned English. And another thing I forgot to talk about is that I remember when I was at the second year of my university, I had a friend which we still are in touch with. His name is Ali. And we would do walk and talk. So the name of that is walk and talk. It's not walk and talk, that's different. So the name of our project, our little project, was walk and talk. So what we did was that we would go for a walk, a long walk, maybe 2 hours walk, and we started speaking English. Like, we called it walk and talk. It's amazing. I still sometimes miss our walk and talk. So I would recommend you, if you have a classmate, if you go to English class, or if you have a friend who speaks English, you should do walk and talk. That's amazing. And that's it.
Awesome. I'm really glad that you still keep in touch with a lot of people that you met when you first started learning, and these people that you basically randomly found on social media in a post, and also some people that you met in the university. That's really amazing. About your free discussion, I thought that was so cool what you used to do, not now because of the whole pandemic situation. I saw on your stories some videos where you guys met on a cafe. I used to talk a lot about Meetup. I don't know if you guys who are listening to it know what Meetup is, but back in 2018, I used Meetup for 1 year and a half. Almost, I joined a community here in Brazil where people get together to have English conversations.
Actually, I have heard of that. If you would like to join a community, for example, if you would like to join engineers, you can talk to engineers in your city, yes?
Yes, exactly. So basically, okay. Meetup, it's an app, or also you can use Meetup through the website, and you can create a profile, and then after that, Meetup is gonna ask you what kind of things do you like. So for example, if like fitness, language, travel, so you can answer this questionnaire, and after that Meetup, it's gonna recommend to you a lot of meetings where people get together with the same purpose to talk about the same subject, to share with each other knowledge, and to have fun at the same time. And I used it back in 2018. I found a community here in Brazil, and I talked with the founder of this community, who is a guy from USA, but this guy lives in Brazil. And I remember until this day, my first meeting, I went there as a volunteer to help them because they didn't know anybody else to lead the meetings, because this community is built by volunteers. And when the guy who is the founder asked me, would you like to become a volunteer? And I said, what? I'm so shy and I'm kind of nervous. But guess what I did? I accepted that as a challenge to keep improving my English. And I stayed in that community for 1 year and a half. And we would go to coffee shops and to the mall, to parks, to pub bars, and we would have fun and practice with each other. And now with the pandemic, I'm sure that a lot of people, they are still using Meetup and they are meeting online. So this is a way that you guys can find people to connect with. I'm not part of this community anymore because I started a community out of this podcast, and this is something that I never thought that I would do. That was never my intent, like to build a community out of this podcast, but it's so cool. I started a community and we meet once or twice per month, and we do calls on Zoom, which is really fun. And it's another way that you guys can find people to connect. You can find communities online, you can use social media, as Yasser said. He saw a post and then he commented, and then he talked with people that he still keeps in touch. So with the online world, we have a lot of tools that we can find people online. You just need to be strategically in the way that you are gonna reach other people. Okay, next question. Let's say that someone is looking for a challenge to improve their language skills as a whole. Which would be this challenge, and what this person should do this week to complete this challenge?
Since I'm a big fan of Friends TV show, you know, I think you have heard of it. So if you're looking for a challenge, this TV show, it consists of, I think, more than 200 episodes. If you're looking for a challenge, you can watch the whole 10 seasons in like 1 week or 10 days. And after this challenge, I would guarantee that your English level would upgrade one or two levels, because you would learn so many idioms, expressions, vocabulary, useful vocabulary, daily life situations, idiomatic expressions, expressions that you would never regret it.
A lot of people talked about this series called Friends. I have never watched it, but maybe...
Oh, you should. Come on.
Yeah, so guys, you need to watch Friends this week. And please, if you can, you can take a picture and then you can post on social media and you can tag me or maybe Yasser, and I'm gonna repost it if you do this challenge this week, okay? Okay, let's move on to the next question. What is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
If you want to learn English, you should study English every day. Like, there are some days that you wake up and you just don't feel like doing anything. But if you really want to learn English, there shouldn't be a day of not doing anything in your life. Like, it should be a law that every day that you wake up, you need to learn English. I myself, I'm a lazy guy, okay? I'm a lazy guy. Sometimes I just wake up and don't feel like anything to do. But I would recommend to you that if you want to learn English every day. Use everything that you have to learn English. If you have an empty wall in front of you that is empty, fill it with English words. If you have an empty space in your phone, fill it up with some podcasts. If you have some money, you can go to some brilliant English classes to learn English. Just do something. That would be my recommend.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I totally agree with you that process of learning a new language and acquiring a new language, it's basically consistency. We need to try to use the language as much as we can and to keep in touch with the language as much as we can. And we can find fun ways to do it. It doesn't need to be boring. As Yasser said, sometimes we don't feel like studying or doing something with English, but why not finding a fun way to do this? Okay, now we are gonna wrap it up with the rapid fire questions segment. I have here 11 questions and you can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them if you want. Number one, what is your favorite food from Iran?
I would say that my favorite food from Iran is kebab. It's like you grill something on the fire. And I also love another food. The name of that is korma sabzi. Korma sabzi is a kind of stew the ingredients are meat, vegetables, and beans. And it's actually, if you ask any Iranian, they would say that their favorite food is korma sabzi. It's amazing. It's a stew that you put it on the rice, then you eat it together.
Oh, everything you said sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Yes, me too. I didn't have lunch. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Which is your favorite tourist place in Iran?
My favorite touristy place in Iran is the nearest city to here. The name of the city is Shiraz. It's a fun city. It's a historical city, and I can say that most of Iranians love to visit this city, and I have seen many, many tourists from all over the world every year, every day visit this city. It has so many places, which if you come here, I would definitely take you there. It's amazing. It's an amazing city.
Next one. Share one interesting thing about your culture.
Iranian people are known, actually Iranian people and maybe Middle Eastern people are known to be ceremonious. And by ceremonious, I mean that, for example, you go to a shop, you buy something and you want to pay for that. The owner of the shop would say, it's okay, you don't have to pay, but actually you need to pay. He is just being ceremonious. He is just trying to be fine. But if you don't pay, you're not gonna get that, okay? You will definitely have to pay that. But the owner offers you that you don't need to pay or you shouldn't have, but they are so ceremonious, like they say. For example, if you get in a car and you get in a taxi, and when you want to pay the taxi, the driver might offer you not to give him any money, but actually you have to give him money, okay? So the name of this thing is being taarufi. Taarufi means being ceremonious, as I know. If you come to Iran and somebody offered you something for free, please pay it, because we don't mean that it's free. We are just trying to be nice.
Wow, I am like blown away. This is so interesting, and I hope that people from Iran don't say this to Brazilians, because they would probably run away and they would not. Oh god, this is so interesting. That's really interesting. Okay, next question. Which is your favorite hobby?
I love biking. You know, I always wanted to have a bike, couldn't afford it because living in Iran is kind of hard. But these days I have a bike. When I don't have any class, I go biking and I go to the city. Actually, I live in a small village, and when I'm bored, there is no coronavirus. You can go through the nature and you can visit everywhere you want. Like, one of the advantages of living in a village is that there is no coronavirus. There are viruses in here, but it's fresh air. Why not?
That's amazing. Okay, do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one?
Definitely, yes. My favorite movie is Interstellar. I've watched it over 10 or 20 times. It's a science fiction movie. I would recommend to all of you that you need to watch it. Although you might not like science fiction movie, but you would learn some English vocabulary and you also learn something from science. Why not? It's amazing. And my favorite TV series is Friends. Again, I would really recommend you to watch it. You would never regret it. Trust me, if you watched the first season and you didn't like it, please watch the second or the third episode, because the second episode will make you fall in love with that show.
Cool. Next one. Your favorite music or band?
I don't listen to music, but I have to say my favorite music would be Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak or Rybak.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one?
I'm not a major book reader, but I love reading books. I have read many books which are on my shelf now, but I can't say that my favorite author is George Orwell, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. One of the book is 1984, and one of his book is Animal Farm. Yeah, he's my favorite one.
Awesome. What is the one thing you have always wanted to do?
As I said, one thing I have always wanted to do is leaving this country. Like, not just leaving this country, I mean, not abandoning this country. One thing I would like to do is just visiting some native English-speaking countries. I would love to visit New York, especially Manhattan City, Manhattan area. And I just would love to see the world. If I can go out of this country, you would never see me back in here.
What have you done that you are most proud of?
Bragging is not my cup of tea, but if I wanted to say, being an English teacher at this very early age is one of the things I have done, which the whole journey, I'm still going through it. You need to work hard. But since I am an English teacher, I have many students and I'm just 22 years old. So that's the one thing that I'm proud of.
Awesome. Thank you for bragging. No, I'm just kidding. It's amazing.
It.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. I think you already answered this question, which is, where would you visit if you had the chance? You said New York, Manhattan. Is there any other place besides that you would like to visit?
Mostly New York. I also would like to visit Amsterdam. Why not? It's beautiful.
Awesome. Last one. Share three phrasal verbs or idioms that you think that people should know them.
Phrasal verbs, that's my favorite. So if you have visited my page on Instagram, you would see that there are many phrasal verbs or expressions in my page. But okay, here are the quick ones. Number one is tell off. So if you tell someone off, you speak to them angrily because they have done something bad. Let me give you an example. I told my sister off for breaking my laptop. So she broke my laptop. I told her off. I spoke to her angrily. So number one, remember, write them down. Tell off means to speak to someone angrily because they have done something bad or they should be blamed for it. Another one, which also starts with tell, is tell on. Okay, so if you tell on someone, it's not selling somebody out. It's not, you don't sell them out. You talk to the authority about what they did. For example, remember my sister broke my laptop? I told my mom on my sister. So I went to my mom and I told her, hey, mommy, my sister broke my laptop. So I talk to the authority of the house about, for example, if somebody is bothering me at school, I can tell him on. Okay, I can go to the president of the school and tell them on, like reporting them. Another one is right up my alley. Right up my alley. So this is exactly like cup of tea. For example, biking is my cup of tea. I also can say biking is right up my alley. Right up my alley. Or for example, learning English is right up my alley. Teaching English is right up my alley. These are things are my favorite.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. You guys should check it out. Yasser Instagram page, because there are a lot of content about it. So last question. Where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having classes with you, what should they do?
The only thing that I have it on the internet is my Instagram page. The name of the page is English with Yasser. Okay, English with Yasser, and Yasser is spelled Y-A-S-S-E-R. So if you text me there, I can answer your questions whenever I get the chance. I'm not much active on my page these days because I'm very busy teaching, but I sometimes check out my page and answer the DMs.
Awesome. Yasser, thank you so much for being here today and for participating in season 3 of my podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having me. It's a big honor. Thank you.
Awesome. Take care and I'll see you around. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.